All across Cairo, women of all social and economic strata are wearing various types of Islamic veils, and the practice has increased markedly in recent decades. Nearly 100 years ago, Egyptian women fought to get out of the veil, but Egyptian sociologist Saad Eddine Ibrahim says the practice has made a comeback.
Well, first of all, the observation is accurate, is that there are more women in veil or behind the veil than ever they were in modern Egyptian history.
Professor Ibrahim wrote a book about the early days of the return of the veil among students and professionals 30 years ago.
So the veiling was, in a sense, a compromise to be able to participate as fully as possible in public life without being perceived as lacking in ethics or morality, or being loose. If veiling is a price, many women or many young girls have accepted to pay that price.
That's evident on the streets of Cairo, where lawyer Noha Samir says she's been wearing a veil for many years.
Hijab بطريقة لطيفة بشكل لطيف.
A hijab looks nice and makes me feel comfortable. I'm committed to Islam, but I can also follow fashion within limits.
Other women adopt the veil later in life, like social worker Magda Abdo El Zayad, but she says her unmarried daughter is already wearing one.
As we got older, we started to learn about things about our religion that we didn't know growing up. But my daughter is already veiled. Even when I urge her to go out sometimes without it, she refuses. She says she would feel naked.
Experts say some of Egypt's increased social and religious conservatism came from the influence of Saudi Arabia, conveyed by millions of Egyptian men who went there to work and came home with different views of how women should behave. But Aza Soliman of the Center for Egyptian Women says the change also came from women themselves and is related to the country's recent history.
There was a gap between what the people needed and what the government provided. So many people turned to religion to fill the gap. And many women chose to express their new religious feeling by putting on the veil.
But most Egyptian women do not wear the full niqab, which covers all but the eyes. Most wear some version of the hijab, covering the hair and neck. And many are quick to point out that they can be fashionable even with a veil.
Why not be elegant and at the same time be veiled? Why not? The hijab doesn't have to limit you.
Just because a person is veiled doesn't mean she wears bad clothes. There's also very good clothing for the veil.
Newspaper editor Rania Al-Malki says for her there's no conflict between being covered and being a successful professional or political activist.
It is, to me, I don't think this in itself is represents anything really in this society. On the contrary, sometimes women feel empowered by their veil because it protects them somehow from being targeted. Some of the leading youth figures who are women in the youth movement that led to this revolution were young veiled women.
Veteran Egyptian journalist Hisham Qasim agrees that what's important is not a woman's clothing, but rather whether she has full rights in society.
In some cases, you had women who were not veiled, but basically played no role in society. Okay? Now, when I see a veiled woman who's out there demonstrating, this is somebody on the move to play a role. The attire is not going to be the issue here. It's the role they're going to play, and that eventually will lead to full equality, as opposed to women simply taking off the veil but playing no active role.
That does not conform to Western ideas about women's liberation. This woman was detained by police in France in April for wearing a veil in violation of a law designed to promote women's rights. But as Egyptians work their way through the early stages of their new democracy, many believe the veil can and even should be part of it. Al Pessin, VOA News, Cairo.